The Grill Team NRL Recovery Session for Coat Tire. Call 13 15 52
or drop into your local branch.
Every Monday, it's right here, time for the NRL Recovery Session.
Well, firstly, let's talk gymnastics. And will DCE, Daly Cherry Evans, backflip and stay at Manly? Well, he was asked that very, very question on Fox Sports, and he answered it by saying this. There's a rule in place which gives Manly every opportunity to do what they have to do to retain me. When pressed whether he's likely to backflip again, said, "You know, are you going to do it?" He said, "Well, only time will tell." Boys, we know this is a farcical situation. Do you think that Daly Cherry Evans is going to backflip before round 13, MG?
Let me first say that this whole ordeal has only hurt one person. That's Daly Cherry Evans.
Yeah.
Before it, he was the golden prodigy child. By dragging it on and basically by saying now Manly up the ante or I'm going, it's kind of painting him into a corner of a bit of a villain.
Well, there's no doubt it's going to hurt the Gold Coast as well. They lost Aiden Caesar for next year to the Raiders.
But to answer your question,
short.
I think he'll be staying at Manly, yes.
Yeah. I'll get that feeling as well.
After watching that and hearing those quotes, you couldn't think anything else. If you were going to the Gold Coast Titans, you'd say, "Oh, no, mate, I've loved my time at Manly, but I've signed a deal with the Titans. I bought a house up there. Can't wait to get back home. That's where I'm from," and blah, blah, blah. Why would you leave any doubt whatsoever if you definitely wanted to go?
At least shows you there is something going on. I mean, why I think I get the feeling he's going to backflip is the fact that Kieran Foran isn't being pressed to backflip, which I think would be very, very possible given what's going on at Parramatta. But, that tells me Daly Cherry Evans is a massive chance. Now, gentlemen, State of Origin 1, Wednesday night, Greg Inglis. The Brisbane Knights are saying, well, he should play. He'll play.
Hodges will play. The teams will be as is. And I think that, honestly, I've been looking at these teams the last week or so since they've been picked. And, yeah, everyone can have their say on who should be in and who should not be in. And that's fair enough because everyone's entitled to their own opinion. But looking at the teams just on face value, gee, we've got a good bench.
That's where we can win.
Impact off the bench is immense. Fifita and Klemmer in particular.
Yeah.
Boyd Cordner being on the bench and Merrin. I mean, he comes on and starts them off, lads. Well, very dangerous bench, and I think that's where we'll win the game.
There was a lot of talk about Queensland going with four big forwards on the bench. And when Daly Cherry Evans pulled out, they went Michael Morgan. I thought they might have went for another big body. Given the fact that when you play in Sydney, it's a low-scoring affair and it's a forwards affair. You don't really finesse the ball. It's a running game. So I'm with you, MG. I think if we can hold our own, I think we'll in that first 20-30 minutes, our bench will win it for us, and I think we'll finish out at the top of them.
Well, let's hope so, and let's hope we can get a few more people at the ground. Can you believe there's still 7,000 tickets to be sold, and good tickets, like all different categories?
I spoke to Todd Greenberg. He said the interest interest has really spiked. He said it'll be a sellout. Don't worry about that. Now, gentlemen, just want to, yesterday, that game, Sunday afternoon, just well done to the Bulldogs, 41-34.
What did you get for pick the score on that one?
Wow, unbelievable. 26 still after about 20 minutes. So unbelievable. Well done to Josh Reynolds. But, boys, to finish with, I just want to do a well done to Brad Thorne. Brad Thorne, the All Black and Kangaroo, dual in national, 17 years of professionalism, 460 professional games. He made his debut with the Broncos in 1994. That was the year before the Sharks' Jack Bird was born. Four grand finals, one Super Rugby title, four Tri Nations, five Bledisloe Cups, one World Cup, one Heineken Cup. But the best Brad Thorne story is Graeme Henry, the great All Blacks coach, tells a story. The Brad Thorne used to sit in the meetings and he would say nothing. Quite. It was all about action. And they were on tour in France, and one of the young All Blacks players had been playing up on the drink and sort of causing a little bit of embarrassment. So at the end of the meeting, said, anyone got anything to say? And Brad Thorne put his massive hand up and said, yeah. And they went, wow, okay, what do you got to say? With that right hand, he turned around and grabbed the young All Black by the throat, dragged him off the floor, his feet were off the floor, and he said, stop embarrassing yourself, stop embarrassing me, and stop embarrassing the All Blacks. Put him down and said, sorry, coach. He said, no, Brad, I think we all get the idea.
And so now Dan Carter's the best player in the world.
No, it wasn't Dan Carter. No.
That's the NRL Recovery Session. For Coates Hire, call 13 15 52 or just drop into your local branch. The Grill Team on Triple M.